Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Officially, unofficially, I have not actually retrieved and or gotten and or thought about a specific gift for my wife. Although in January, I did get her a little piece of jewelry. That's it.
Doesn't matter. That was January. It's Valentine's Day. The fact that you haven't even thought about it is so insulting to your wife. I think that she deserves more than that. I think that you're better than that. And I think you got to start putting your fucking head together and start thinking about something to get. I mean, Jesus Christ, we got flowers lined up. Do we have anything lined up? I mean, you're taking
chocolates.
Her to, you know what she gets for Valentine's Day is you taking her to an active war zone. What a fucking romantic getaway for you two. That is really special. I'm really happy for you guys. Sounds like you're doing a lot of great things.
Boom, have no fear, the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. Biggity boom, higgity, have no fear, the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here in the place to be on today's banging museum quality I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. He's back, the young shooter. Deuce Pacino, Deuce Cuddles, Deuce Valentine's Day is breaking down his plans and thoughts about my plans for Valentine's Day. Plus, I am heading back to Israel. I am about to go to the airport and I am on my way back to Israel. All that and more on a super, super packed I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast with the young shooter, Dean Collins. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. The Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. The Dust Brothers. Start this puppy off with something real loud. Start this puppy off with something real nice. But most importantly, start this puppy off with something real funky. This is the Iggy I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Liggy, let's go. Boom. Boom! Have no fear, the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. Biggity boom. Have no fear, the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. Boom. Welcome to the Iron Dome of Disruption. Welcome to that ziggity zone of disruption. Name is Michael Rappaport, a.k.a. the Inflamed Ashkenazi, a.k.a. the Sultan of Sniff, a.k.a. the Raging Bullshitter, a.k.a. the Disruptive Warrior. And you are now rocking with the very best, the world's most diggity disruptive podcast. They call him the part-time, sometime co-host with the most. So when we have him, we just bring him in. Boom.
Hey, Michael. Here I am, man. What's happening with you?
Well, let me introduce you.
You just did. You said, let's bring him in. Boom.
No. I said, I just bring you in, and then... You know, we had a chat before the show, Dean, and we said we both tired, long Super Bowl weekend. I'm literally about to go to JFK to get on a long flight. You said, I'm tired. I don't want to argue. You said, I don't want to banter. I don't want to get into a whole thing. And you start within, I don't know, it's not even been 2 minutes. It literally hasn't been 2 minutes. If I'm going to introduce, not everybody knows, the majority of the people know who the part-time co-host with the most is, but we have new listeners every single episode.
That's true.
And I, oh my gosh, I'm going to put the mic down. I'll just put it down.
No, I'm agreeing with you. There's new listeners, so... I thought that maybe you'd introduce me, but for those who don't know me, my name is Dean, or you could just do...
No, introduce yourself. Go ahead.
My name is Dean Collins, and I'm the sometimes part-time co-host of the I'm Rapport Stereo podcast. If you don't know me... you know, hopefully I can bring a little something to the table.
No, let me do the intro. Like, do you think that intro you're doing is exciting or gets, like, if people don't know you, do you think what you're saying is going, oh, I can't wait to hear what this fucking guy has to say? I don't think.
I don't think it went well. I don't think, I definitely don't think it was like
so
my best intro.
So why don't you let me just do the introduction and then you come in when I'm done instead of doing what you're doing now, which is basically disrupting the show.
Well, that's the whole point. It's the most disruptive. You said it's the most disruptive podcast out there, so I was just trying to add to it. But you, I'll let you do the intro.
I'll just go, Part-time, sometime co-host with the most. They call him Deuce Pacino. Deuce Cuddles. And because it is February, Deuce Valentine. And this week is Valentine's Day, so without further ado, let's bring him in. Because I now know people are just like, just get to it. Dean Collins, the young shooter's in the place to be. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing really well. Like you said, Valentine's Day week. What do you have planned for Valentine's Day? Have you gotten anything for your wife?
Well, very, very, very good question.
Thank you.
I am actually, you know this, and I told the people that it might happen, but I'm literally recording this podcast with you and then getting in an Uber, going to JFK for a long flight to Israel. I will be getting to Israel the 13th tomorrow. So it'll be the 13th. And then I'll be in Israel for Valentine's Day. And officially, unofficially, I have not actually retrieved and or gotten and or thought about a specific gift for my wife. Although in January, I did get her a little piece of jewelry. That's it.
Doesn't matter. That was January. It's Valentine's Day. The fact that you haven't even thought about it is so insulting to your wife. I think that she deserves more than that. I think that you're better than that. And I think you got to start putting your fucking head together and start thinking about something to get. I mean, Jesus Christ, we got flowers lined up. Do we have anything lined up?
I
mean, you're taking her to,
you know
what she gets for Valentine's Day is you taking her to an active war zone. What a fucking romantic getaway for you two. That is really special. I'm really happy for you guys. Sounds like you're doing a lot of great things. You know, that's what's sad is like for me for Valentine's Day, like I'm thinking, what should I do for my girlfriend? Like this week, The Notebook is playing downtown LA. It's going to be a party. It's The Notebook. It's the 20th anniversary. I was thinking about getting some chocolate covered, strawberries, some flowers. That's what I'm doing for Valentine's Day. Probably maybe a romantic dinner, and you're going to a war zone with your wife.
This is why I really do fuck with you. This is why, you know what, guys? This is why the young shooter is the young shooter. Hold on, babe, the thing's beeping. This is why he's the part-time, sometime co-host of the most. And this is why I want to give you the proper introduction. Because you are a funny motherfucker. You are a funny motherfucker. So, yeah, I'm bringing my wife to an active war zone for Valentine's Day. That's her fucking gift. Missiles will be going off. You know, maybe there'll be a miracle. Maybe there'll be a miracle. And by the time Valentine's comes in a day, an Israeli miracle will happen. But the way things are going, I don't plan on it. But I will say this. I said the other day, ladies, gentlemen, men, women, be like the young shooter. Come up with something. I'm saying it now because I told motherfuckers, don't wait till the last minute. You going to CVS, getting your significant other some flowers and some bullshit cheap fucking M&Ms. No disrespect to M&Ms. It's Valentine's Day. Come up with something a little bit creative like the young shooter's doing.
And if you don't got the money for it, start driving some Uber Eats, do some Postmates for a day and save up and get some fucking flowers.
Yeah, you got to make something happen. You got to make something happen. Yo, The Notebook was 20 years ago?
I guess so. They're doing some big event downtown LA. Yeah, 20. Yeah, that came out, what, 2004?
Damn.
Fucking, it is so scary. It's so scary. I've been seeing all sorts of things online. Like just 2019 was 5 years ago. Like, it's crazy to think how quick 5 years have passed.
Oh, wait, Ray, 2019 was damn.
I just saw something like 2019 was five fucking years ago. Like, that is the quickest 5 years that I could think. I mean, I don't know, everything after the pandemic.
It goes fast, man. When you get older, time fucking goes. When you're young, you're not paying attention to time the way you're paying attention to. Now, this is big boy shit. And you know what it is? Partially, the bills come. And you don't want them to come, and the fucking the checks need to be paid, and all that goofy shit that you didn't pay attention to when you were a kid, all that shit is coming, and it is coming fast, and you got to pay it all, and you know, otherwise they shut your electricity off, homie. You wind up with no electricity. You wind up with no Super Bowl Sunday. You know, wind up with no cell phone and all that shit. When you're working and you're you know, hustling, moving, and grooving, shit goes way quick. When somebody else is doing it for you, like when you're a little shit-stained kid, things are just, it's all hunky-dory. It is all...
And that's how I feel, because I'm like, I go to my mom for everything. And so now I'm like turning 34, and I'm like, it's getting weird now to this point where I'm like, I still don't know how to file my taxes. I'm still I'm still learning. I'm still in that arrested development mode. And I thought it was kind of cute. Maybe people thought that was sort of cute 10 years ago when I was 24.
Nope.
It's not cute. It's teetering on that stepbrothers level now, where it's like,
I'm glad you're saying it. I'm glad you're saying it.
I can recognize it.
And the fact that you look, how old do you actually think, what's the youngest you think you could audition for? Like, honestly.
It's such a mixed bag, because some people are like, oh, you look like you're still in high school. Oh, you look like you're 22. But then my girlfriend would be like, no, you look like you're 30. You don't look any younger than 30. So but then again,
I don't agree.
What
I think you could 100% audition for like between 22 and 25 for sure.
I'll take that. I will take that. It's really a mixed bags, but you know, I mean, I'll take that.
What does that mean, a mixed bags?
It just means that like some people think that I look 28, some people think I look 22.
How many debates and discussions?
There's tons. There's just tons going on. You don't know how many debates there are, but there's a lot of talk about it, and
a lot of people like that's a conversation that goes on like everywhere you go. I mean, we're having it in passing. I didn't know it was like a whole thing.
Oh, it's just it's a whole thing. It's everywhere I go. It's like, is he 28? Is he 22? Could he be 30? Could he audition for 20? It's just like, there's so many questions about it all the time. But speaking of ages and birthdays and all that stuff, the big 5'9" is coming up for you. March 20th or March?
Nope.
I thought your birthday's March 20th.
Motherfucker, my birthday is March 20th. You got that part right. You got
the fuck did I get wrong?
Motherfucker, I'm turning 54, not 59.
54? I thought you were turning 59.
Bitch, 54, bitch, 54.
Where did I get 59 from?
Who the fuck knows where you got 59 from? Who the fuck knows where you got 59 from? Because if I was turning 59, you'd be turning 39. Don't put that shit on me.
I didn't think about it like that.
Yeah, you didn't think about it like that.
There's nothing wrong with turning 59.
What?
There's nothing wrong with turning 59. You're going to be turning 59 shortly.
Ain't nothing wrong with turning 59 if you're only turning 54.
So you got very defensive about it.
Motherfucker, if there's something really wrong with turning 59 when you're only turning 54.
Okay, I understand. That's the only thing wrong with
turning 54. I'm sorry. That's the only thing wrong with turning 59. It's only fucked up if you're actually turning 54. So don't hokey pokey me.
That's true. Okay, I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry, but the big birthday is coming around the corner. 54, 59.
The big birthday for 54 is in fact coming around the corner. What are you planning on getting me? I know you have
zero,
a conjured up.
Zero. I'm going to just interrupt you there. 000. Because we do this every year.
And I
put a nice care package together for you last year. I really went out of my way. I got a nice Ron Herman gift card for you. It was an expensive gift card.
And it got
I brought
used.
You. Good. I brought you your nose strips. I brought you some sanitizer, all the things I know you love, a little Palo Santo, some candles. And I thought I'm really going above and beyond here. And my birthday comes up very shortly after yours, 2 months later. So it's not like you had a long time. It wasn't like a big gap there where you kind of forgot about it. It was like you knew when it was coming. You knew it was May 30th. You're March 20th. I'm May 30th. We knew that. And I was waiting. I mean, I know you're in New York. I'm in LA, whatever. But I was waiting for a fucking package. I looked out my window like it was fucking Castaway. Look for that FedEx package or whatever the fuck was going on. I didn't see anything. I didn't get anything.
Jack shit. You get
and you know
jack
what's fucked
shit.
Up? Not only did I get jack shit, but you called me and you were like, I need you to edit this podcast clip. Like that was the morning of my birthday. And I was like, it's my birthday. I had to
and
remind you that you were like, okay, but I still need to get this edited.
I was like, fuck all that.
You said, you're turning
33, like whoop-de-doo. Happy birthday.
Yeah, and
now,
like,
I need you to fix this clip.
Yeah, fuck you. Like, you're turning fucking 56, whatever it is. It's the same shit. Wait, what are you doing?
Man. Yo, 54. Stop trying to throw that shit out there because the media will pick that shit up. Yo, I'm hot in these streets when it comes to the media.
That's true. They're chomping at the bit right now to get anything they can on you.
Yo, honestly, you know, I'm not going to talk about elections, pig dick, smoking Joe Biden, cadaver Joe Biden, but you got to think, this is no joke. Motherfuckers are coming to me for my endorsement.
That is so crazy.
Some of it I talk about on the podcast, some of it I post, but motherfuckers are literally coming to me for that endorsement. And I'm like, the bar has dropped. If Michael Rapaport's endorsement means something to you,
we're fucked. We are
fucked. And I'll be the first to tell you, I will be the first to admit that my endorsement should mean nothing to anybody. Literally.
No shit. Means fucking nothing to me. You got kicked out of fucking high school how many times? I mean,
I didn't graduate Martin Luther King High School. I literally did not graduate it.
And you're getting an endorsement from a guy who still doesn't know the difference between there and your and your.
And
they're
two
coming to
and
you.
Two.
Two and two. That should be the headline. Not Michael endorses so-and-so. That should be the headline. Michael doesn't know the difference between your and your, and you're dumb enough to listen to what this motherfucker has to say. That's sad. That should be
That's
the fucking
real
headlines.
As fuck. That is real as it gets.
It's a sad world we're living in. Fuck. Fuck, man. We're doomed.
We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby, needs no introduction. Every week, the five-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick In the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So you're going to Israel, you're getting on a plane today, you're going in a couple hours. How long are you going for? What are we doing while we're out there? What's going on? What's the game
weeks.
Plan?
We are going for 2 weeks. We're looking forward to going. It's going to be more of the same, man. It's going to be more of the same to continue to push, to continue to fight for Jewish people, fight this fucking anti-Semitic, anti-Jewish bullshit, and really, you know, continue to advocate the best I can, because we are at 130 days and there are still so many people that have been held hostage this fucking long. We're almost at 4.5 months. We're not quite there. We're in the beginning of the fourth month, but it's just crazy. And so I'm going back and I'm nervous to go back. I'm excited to go back. I'm optimistic to go back.
Why are you nervous? Because it's a war zone? What do you think is going to happen when you're out there? Because we know you're not fighting anything. We know that you're not on the front lines, like, actually fighting. I may see you in the TV stations. I think it's all great. Don't get me wrong. I think it's great. You're a big voice for Israel and for the Jewish people, but you're not fighting. You're not really out there doing it.
No.
So what are you nervous about? Well, what's going to happen to you?
Fuck you, man. Fuck you.
Fuck is going to happen to you? Okay, what are you staying at the Ritz-Carlton when we're out there? We're, what are we doing?
No, not nervous for my safety. Emotionally nervous. It's a lot, man.
I know. I understand that. I've been too, but especially now, it's completely different. So I understand the emotional level of feeling a little nervous.
Yeah, because it's just a lot. It's a lot. But I'm glad that I'm going. To be totally honest about something, and you know, in the last few weeks, I've really had so many pangs of being so, and I don't like to go down this rabbit hole because it's not good for my disruptive warrior status, but I have had so many pangs of being so fucking appreciative and grateful for my life. Like, me and my wife were in Miami this week. I did shows. We're eating. You know, we're like, you know, going here, we're going there. I'm going to Israel. I'm doing a podcast. I just came from Israel. You know, I don't, quote unquote, work for a living. I work my fucking ass off. But I, you know, I'm just lucky. And I'm lucky to be able to do what I've been able to do. Because I was like, yo, I've been doing this shit, a professional actor, a professional performer for almost 32 years. And I was really just like, sometimes I'm just like, especially recently, I'm like, damn, I'm fucking lucky, man. That is lucky. That's a lucky, lucky life to have that. And, you know, to be able to go to Israel, to be able to afford to be able to go to Israel right now and to speak on behalf of people and whatever it means to people. Because I didn't imagine that my voice in this would be a part of it. I was just talking my shit. But just all of it, you know, to just, I just feel lucky in my life and feel lucky. The kind of life that I've had as an adult is crazy. It's like a dream come true. And I can't ask for anything more. I mean, I can ask for like a birthday gift from a motherfucker like yourself, but in general, like, I'm just like, I'm lucky. And, you know, and right now, like, I feel healthy, and obviously without your health, you have nothing. So I just feel, you know, lucky to be able to, you know, to be able to do what I do now and to be able to have done it for so many years leading up to now as an actor. It's crazy to me. Well, sometimes I bug out that how crazy that is.
And speaking on that, what do you think that you would be doing in the past 30 years had you not gone down the route of being an actor or a comedian or a director or anything in the entertainment world? I mean, I guess it could be in the entertainment world, but what would you be doing? And don't say you'd be in the NBA or anything like that.
Why not?
Because that is such a pipe dream that would never happen in your existence or your lifetime ever. I don't even think, like, as a commentator, fuck being a player. I don't think they want you anywhere near those arenas. I don't think it would work out. So sports aside, acting and directing aside, what are we doing?
So you took that and then you wanted to bash me down.
I'm not trying to bash you. I just, you know.
Because wanting to be a basketball player was a big, big dream of mine, you motherfucker.
Yeah, but that's like a cute dream. That's like a parents go, oh, sweetie, okay, we'll get you some lessons and all that stuff. But like, time to start thinking about your future. Like, what are we doing? You know what I mean? It's like, sure, like, girls want to be ballerinas when they're young, you know? Like, I wanted to be a baseball player. Like, you know what? I wanted to be a bat boy more than anything when I was a kid. And my parents were like, yeah, sweetie, like, that'll happen. It's like, it's never going to happen.
All right, well, I'm going to take that as a segue. And to answer your question, I have no fucking idea. I wanted to be two things in my life, a professional basketball player and then a stand-up comic / actor. And fortunately, the second thing worked out because you asked me what I'd be doing if I wasn't an actor. No clue. Once I made my decision to become the next Eddie Murphy, essentially I wanted to become the next Eddie Murphy via stand-up comedy. Once I made that decision, there was no time or place for any doubt or fear. Like, I had fear that I wouldn't do it, but it was like blinders on, we're going. And we're not going to college as a backup. We're not going to get a fucking bachelor's degree as a backup. Like, it was like, we're going.
And that's the mentality to have. That's how you fucking succeed. I mean,
that's what I tell young people. Like, yo, how do I get an act? And I go, talent, cool. If you got talent, cool. But the mentality needs to be on that gorilla shit. You need to be on some gorilla shit.
No, that's true. I mean, the tenacity got you where you are. You're a fucking workhorse.
So anyway, so that's my answer to that question.
Shows in Miami?
Shows in Miami were great. So fucking good. The crowds were awesome.
No protesters, no hecklers.
There was no protesters. There was no nothing. The fucking shows were packed. It was awesome. The shows were awesome there. I did a great show in Tenafly, New Jersey at the Jewish Community Center, which was also dope. It was kind of like a show slash talk. That was dope. And, you know, I'm coming back. When I get back from Israel, I'm on the fucking road again. I'm in Bridgeport, the 29th, 1st, and 2nd of February and March. I'm in Bridgeport, Connecticut. Then I'm heading west. Maybe you could show up for a fucking weekend.
That's why I'm asking you. Give us the dates. Give us where are we going after Bridgeport, okay. Connecticut.
We're going to Pleasanton, which is just outside of San Francisco, March 15th. 16th and 17th, which essentially would be my birthday weekend, so you could fucking take me to a sushi dinner.
Okay.
Then we're going to Brickton Comedy in OKC, Oklahoma City. The real Oklahoma City Thunder is coming to town that weekend, the 21st, 22nd, and the 23rd. And then the week after that, Fort Wayne, Indiana. The big fucking hotspots of the country. Fort Wayne, Indiana, March 28th, 29th, and 30th. We're playing the big fucking hot spots, middle of America, the heartland fucking tour. 2 weeks, OKC and Fort Wayne, Indiana. You ever been to Fort Wayne?
No, and you know, it's like, and it's no disrespect to anybody that lives in Fort Wayne, Indiana, but it's like, when you ask me, are you coming on the road? Are you excited to go to Fort Wayne, Indiana? Or like, hey man, like, I can't wait for you to come on the road to, like, I'm performing at the Mall of America in Minnesota. Like, it's not a huge, it's not so enticing to me. And so when you ask me, like, why don't you want to come? Like, do we get any opportunities to perform? And I'm thinking more along the lines of, like, we're going to London. We're going to Paris.
I was just in Miami. You didn't come. I just performed in Miami in the middle. Like, let's just say it's my skin tone, man.
I can't handle the heat. Fuck. Like, are we going to Iceland?
That's the whole thing. Like, oh, you want to go to Paris? You don't get to do the schedule. You're not my fucking agent / manager.
But if I would probably add Iceland or like Greenland or something to that schedule.
Hey, fuck. When I'm going to Paris to perform and London to perform and Australia to perform, you shut the fuck up.
I will, as long as I can come.
No, you'll be lucky if you come to those fucking shows because I'm going to bring my fucking wife, okay? So, like, I'm like, come to San Francisco. You're like, but...
Down with that.
But you're... And it's not like, I mean... I do pay well, so I'm like, come to Fort Wayne. You're like, I'd rather fucking play twiddle dick than come see my friend and support him in fucking Fort Wayne. You won't do that, will you?
I will do that. I'm just saying it would just be nice to have some more exotic places out on the schedule. I don't see why your agent or whoever's booking it can't throw, you know, there's people that want to see you out there too. I see it all the time.
Oh, it would be awesome. Fucking London.
Would be fucking awesome. World Paris, tour and shit.
Shit.
Be awesome. Sick. Go to Amsterdam.
Be so
smoke
sick.
A little weed, ride some bikes.
Awesome. Have you been smoking?
No, but I've been taking a lot of edible gummies. I've been eating some gummies at night. I still haven't smoked. It's been a year and a half since I've actually puffed on anything, baby. But fuck yeah, baby. I've been eating a lot of these gummies. They're really good.
Fuck yeah, baby.
Been having them at night, and it's been good. You don't smoke at all, though.
Man, I haven't.
Not with that cough, you can't.
Nah. I haven't been smoking. I mean, I could get on that vape game, but I'm just like, I'm good the way I am. I'm feeling pretty good. You know, I'm looking fantastic. Got to, you know, keep the weight off. You know, the traveling, the chicken wings.
It's good because you start craving shit. Like I took a gummy recently and I went to a movie for the first time. I was like out in public after I took a gummy and goddamn, just giving the person, just showing them my ticket stub, like to get into the movie and then getting through the concession stands. Oh. It was like a 30-minute thing. I was like moving in slow motion. Yeah. I was like, I didn't know what the fuck to do with myself.
I know, man. Some of that weed, man, and the gummies and the oils and the creams and they got like fucking like lotion. You can rub it hits you in a weird way.
Yeah.
Those candy bars and those tinctures, you know, and even just the weed, man. Like it's just, sometimes I'm like, this is not normal grass, man. Like I just want some grass, like some just straight clean pure OG Kush that, you know, that from the 90s. Like some of this shit is
I hear you.
Exotic for me, man.
Well, it's so different now because now, well, what I do like about it now, at least with the edibles, is that they tell you exactly how much THC goes into each gummy. So they're like, okay, this is 10 milligrams of THC. But I feel like back in like 2007, like at least in LA living out here, when dispensaries weren't really a thing, they would give you a cookie and be like, this is 10 times the amount, but like, we don't know how much is in this shit. So you take a bite of a fucking cookie or split it with your friend and you were on like a, I mean, it was like fucking highway to hell, like a terrible roller coaster, like an absolute nightmare because you didn't know how much was in this shit. Now that it's all regulated and a MedMen and all this shit, you know exactly what you're getting. So I do like that, the fact that you know what you're getting. But back in the day, it was scary. You're on a fucking road trip sharing a cookie with your friend. It's like, God, I did that shit. We were pulling over every 3 minutes to have my friends like projectile vomit. I mean, it is, when you're that high, it's scary.
Yeah, I'm not down with that shit. I'm not down with that shit. We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby, needs no introduction. Every week, the five-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you seen any movies?
Saw a movie that was very poignant right now, but it's called The Zone of Interest.
Oh.
It's directed by this guy named Jonathan Glazer, who you showed me. You introduced me to this director, Jonathan Glazer. He's very experimental. He's very unique director. He did this movie called Sexy Beast, which
Love
you showed
that movie.
Me with... amazing movie. If you guys haven't seen it, check out that movie, Sexy Beast. It's from like 2000 or 2001. It's with Ray Winstone and Ben Kingsley. I think Ben Kingsley got nominated for it.
That movie is dope. It's weird. It's so well done. If you've not seen Sexy Beast, that is a dope-ass film.
And you used to play it on mute at parties at your house. Like, you would have, like, parties at your house, and you would just put it on in the background.
My parties were sick.
They were sick. And
I would have food for people. Nobody had to bring anything. Nobody had to clean anything.
Chicken wings. No.
Weed, bong rips, vapor rips, music playing, movies showing on the screen.
It was fun. You definitely set them. Like, those were really fun parties. And I was young, and they were fucking fun. I was trying to fucking hit a little joint while I was out there, just trying to sneak it.
Which I never knew. You could have got me fucking in so much trouble.
That's true. I still can, man. I still fucking can. So watch your mouth, because I got pictures and fucking evidence and all sorts of shit for you lined up. Just don't rub me the wrong way. But yeah, so anyway, this movie Zone of Interest. So he did that movie Birth. He did this movie Sexy Beast. He did that movie Under the Skin with Scarlett Johansson that came out like 10 years ago. And this movie is about a Nazi commander or whatever who's like running Auschwitz. And it's basically about, it just follows his family living their like mundane life next to the Auschwitz camp. Like, they share a wall with the camp, and he just like goes to work as if he's like going to McDonald's, like providing for his family, coming home, and like they have this like beautiful garden and a swimming pool, and how like you don't see anything. Like, it's like a Holocaust movie, but it's a very unique perspective, and you don't see anything. You hear sounds and stuff.
Damn.
But it's deeply unsettling. It's very disturbing. It's chilling.
Wow.
It's literally like the gates of hell and then like the Garden of Eden next door. Like, the juxtaposition of these two there's like, it's like two movies going on at once. Like, you just don't see the other movie, like, in the actual camp. But it's very, very good. It's very powerful, and it really stuck with me. It's hard to walk out of the movie being like, oh, that was great, or I loved that movie, I liked it. But it was one that just like slowly creeps in, and you're just, you know, I was deeply affected by it. I'm gonna go see it again today with my girlfriend.
Wow.
Because she's been wanting to see it. And it sticks with you.
And you just saw it, and you're going to see it again?
I saw it 2 days ago, and it's heavy. I mean, it's heavy subject matter, obviously, but
Important question.
Yes.
How long is it?
Hour, 45 minutes.
Perfect.
It's still a slow burn. Not a lot happens in it, and like, Logan, my friend Logan, a couple other people were telling me it's very experimental. It kind of belongs in a museum. It's not really like a film where you sit. I sort of disagreed with everybody on that, and I thought it was very powerful, and the imagery and the audio was I highly recommend you go see it. It's
dope.
It's
dope.
Up for Best Picture. It's
dope. I mean, you've seen everything, right? Have you seen all
I've
the best?
I've seen everything.
What else is coming out?
Not that
I
don't know
what
else,
see it.
Yeah, I don't know what else is coming out, but there's been some pretty good movies, and I told you to see that movie Past Lives. I thought that was really good.
And so Oppenheimer's gonna win all the awards.
I don't fucking know.
They call it Oppie.
Yeah, Oppie. I mean, it was, you know, it wasn't really for me. I fuck with Nolan so hard, but it's not like I was so intrigued by that subject matter. But you got Oppenheimer, you got Barbie, you got all the big fucking the top dogs. But like we always say when we're talking on the podcast and all that shit, Dream Scenario was one of my favorites. I fucking loved that. Past Lives, this Zone of Interest really stuck with me. There's been a few good, some gold nuggets this year. But anyway, all right. I don't know what else is coming out.
All right. Well, you know, we had a fantastic Super Bowl weekend, which I'm not going to get into because, you know, the Super Bowl came and it was discussed, and it's always awesome. And then we have NBA All-Star Game weekend, which I'm going to be in Israel for, which is going to be weird because the time delay is really far out. And, you know, we're going to continue podcasting. We're going to continue prepping for my big 54th. Birthday?
Yep, 54. I got to like say that 10 times to really get that in my head.
It's 54.
It's hard to remember. For some reason, I thought you were older.
Man.
And I don't mean any disrespect by that.
No, you do mean disrespect. Stop saying you don't mean disrespect.
Fuck.
You fucking do mean disrespect, brother. You mean disrespect.
Well, with all due respect, I thought that you were older. I'm saying it respectfully.
Nah. We're not accepting we're not accepting what you're saying.
Okay, fuck, man. Take it or leave it. I don't know what to tell you. Okay?
Well, have a great Valentine's Day celebration. Everybody, including you, the young shooter. Make sure you get your gifts beforehand so you're not caught with your dick in your hands. And that's it. I mean, what more can we say, Dean? We can't say much more. So let's shut it down here. Came Saw Disrupted. All tickets for all my shows available at michaelrapportcomedy.com. You know where to follow me and the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast on all socials. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. The Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. The Dust Brothers. Take us at it with something real nice. Take us at it with something real loud. But most importantly, end this puppy with something real funky. I am Riggy Rappaport Stereo Podcast. I'm out. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.